the Psalms of King David, a prophet and king, Proskophisma, blessed is the man that has not walked in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stood in the way of sinners, nor sat at the seat of the pestilent, but his will is rather in the law of the Lord, and in his law will he meditate day and night. And he shall be like the tree which is planted by the streams of the waters, which shall bring forth its fruit in its season, and its leaves shall not fall, and all things whatsoever he may do shall prosper. Not so are the ungodly, not so, but rather they are like the chaff which the wind does hurl away from the face of the earth. For this reason shall the ungodly not stand up in the judgment, nor sinners in the counsel of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, and the way of the ungodly shall perish. Why have the heathen raged, and the peoples meditated empty things? The kings of the earth were aroused, and the rulers were assembled together against the Lord and against his Christ. Let us break their bonds asunder, and let us cast away the yoke from us. He that dwelleth in the heavens shall laugh them to scorn, and the Lord shall deride them. Then shall he speak well unto them in his wrath, and in his anger shall he trouble them. But as for me, I was established as king by him upon Zion, his holy mountain, proclaiming the commandment of the Lord. The Lord said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the nations for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt herd them with a rod of iron, thou shalt shatter them like a potter's vessels. And now, O ye kings, understand, be instructed, O ye that judge the earth. Serve ye the Lord with fear, and rejoice in him with trembling. Lay hold of instruction, lest at any time the Lord be angry, and ye perish from the righteous way. When quickly his wrath be kindled, blessed are all that have put their trust in him. O Lord, why are they multiplied that afflict me? Many rise up against me. Many say unto my soul, there is no salvation for him in his God. But thou, O Lord, art my helper, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy mountain. I laid me down and slept. I woke, but the Lord will help me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all who without cause are mine enemies. The teeth of sinners hast thou broken. Salvation is of the Lord, and thy blessing is upon thy people. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and for ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God, the Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. When I called upon thee, O God, of my righteousness, thou didst hearken unto me. In mine affliction thou hast enlarged me. Have compassion on me, and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye be slow of heart? Why do ye love vanity and seek after falsehood? Know also that the Lord has made wondrous his Holy One. The Lord will hearken unto me when I cry unto him. Be angry and sin not, feel compunction upon your beds, for what ye say in your hearts. Sacrifice, a sacrifice of righteousness, and hope in the Lord. Many say, who wilt show unto us good things, the light of thy countenance, O Lord, has been signed upon us. Thou hast given gladness to my heart. From the fruits of their wheat, wine and oil are they multiplied in peace. In the same place I shall lay me down and sleep, for thou, O Lord, alone hast made me to dwell in hope. Unto my words give ear, O Lord, hear my cry. Attend unto the voice of my supplication, O my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray, O Lord. In the morning thou shalt hear my voice, and in the morning shall I stand before thee, and thou shalt look upon me. For not a God that willeth iniquity art thou. He that worketh evil shall not dwell near thee, nor shall transgressors abide before thine eyes. Thou hast hated all them that work iniquity. Thou shalt destroy all them that speak a lie. A man that is bloody and deceitful shall the Lord abhor. But as for me, in the multitude of thy mercy shall I go into thy house. I shall worship towards thy holy temple in the fear of thee. O Lord, guide me in the way of thy righteousness. Because of mine enemies, make straight my way before thee. For in their mouth there is no truth, their heart is vain, their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongue they have spoken deceitfully. Judge them, O God, let them fall down on account of their own devisings. According to the multitude of their ungodliness, cast them out. For they have embittered thee, O Lord, and let all of them be glad that hope in thee. They shall ever rejoice, and thou shalt dwell among them. And all shall glorify in thee that love thy name, for thou shalt bless the righteous, O Lord, as with a shield of thy good pleasure hast thou crowned us. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, nor chasten me in thy wrath. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. Hear me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled, and my soul is troubled greatly. But thou, O Lord, how long? Turn to me again, O Lord, deliver my soul, save me, for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is none that is mindful of thee, and in Hades who will confess thee? I toiled in my groaning every night. I will wash my bed with tears. Will I water my couch? Through wrath is mine eye become troubled. I have grown old among all mine enemies. Depart from me, O ye that work in vanity. For the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord has received my prayer. Let all mine enemies be greatly put to shame and be troubled. Let them be turned back and speedily be greatly put to shame. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Both now and ever in the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever in the ages of ages. Amen. O Lord, my God, in thee have I put my hope. Save me from them that persecute me, and do thou deliver me. Blessed any time like a lion, he sees my soul, when there is none to redeem me, nor to save. O Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there be any justice in my hands, if I had paid back evil to them that render evil unto me, then let me fall back empty from mine enemies. Then let the enemy pursue my soul and take it, and let him thread down my life unto the earth, and let my glory let him bring down unto the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger, exalt thyself in the furthest boundaries of thine enemies. and arouse thyself, O Lord my God, in the commandments which thou hast enjoined. And a congregation of peoples shall surround thee, and for their sakes return down on high. The Lord shall judge the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine innocence within me. Let the wickedness of sinners be ended, and do thou guide the righteous man, O God, that searches out the heart and reins. Righteous is my help from God, who saveth them who are upright of heart. God is a judge that is righteous, strong, and forbearing, and inflicteth not wrath every day. Unless he be converted, his glittering sword shall he furbish. He has bent his bow and has made it ready, and on it he has made ready the instruments of death. His arrow for them that rage haughtily has he perfected. Behold, he was in travail with unrighteousness. He has conceived toil and brought forth iniquity. He opened a pit and dug it, and he shall fall into the hole which he has made. His toil shall return upon his own head, and upon his own pate shall his unrighteousness come down. I will give praise unto the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will chant unto the name of the Lord Most High. O Lord, our Lord, how wonderful is thy name in all the earth, for thy magnificence is lifted high above the heavens. Out of the mouth of the babes and sucklings hast thou perfected praise because of thine enemies, to destroy the enemy and avenger. For I will behold the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou has founded. What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou hast made him a little lower than angels. With glory and honor hast thou crowned him, and thou hast set him over the works of thy hands. All things that thou subjected under his feet, sheep and the oxen, ye and the beasts of the field, and the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, the things that pass through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how wonderful is thy name in all the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy.